Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 576, the F word that will F you and your kids up. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm always incredibly grateful to those of you who show up regularly to get some advice, wisdom, tips, motivation, encouragement, inspiration, whatever else it is that I can give you to help you raise your bar and to help you show up a better parent. Today I'm going to be talking about the F word. So just as a warning, I would not listen to this within earshot of your kids, although I am not going to say any F word that you would be afraid of your kids hearing. And we hear the F word and we always go to, you know what we're going to. But I have a surprise for you, that the F word that will really F you and your kids up is not the F word you think it is. So what is it? And I have broached this in previous episodes, and I have certainly written about it in some of the emails and newsletters that I've sent out of late. If you're listening to this and you don't subscribe to my newsletter, then make sure you head over to louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And actually, no, not to my email address. Head over to yourparentingpartner.com. And on the right in the middle of the page, you have the opportunity to sign up for my newsletter. Sometimes it's weekly, sometimes it's monthly, sometimes it's 6 monthly. It just depends where I'm at and what I'm doing. But when I do send emails out, I always try and make sure that there is something valuable for you to gain from taking the time to read what I have put together and to acknowledge what I have put into your inbox. I know we are all bombarded with emails that really don't help us, so I always try and help, just like this podcast, sharing what I think are things that help parents manage and navigate life in the thick of it. Okay, I digress. What is the F word? The F word I'm talking about today is fear. Fear is the one thing that interrupts, gets between the parent and the child. And when we let fear drive us, it never bodes well. And it is not a positive influence on trying to connect and build a strong relationship with our kids. And it's twofold, right? We have fear. So we have to look at our fear. How do we sniff our fear out? How do you know if fear is driving you? So that's the first question today. And hopefully by the end of this episode, you're going to have an idea as to what you look like when you're being driven by fear. Because you probably don't realize that for much of the time, you actually are being driven by fear or worry or doubt. And as soon as we go into fear mode, see, our brain perceives the fear as a real threat. Our brain is saying that our teenager or our toddler or our anything in between is a threat to us, that their behavior threatens us. So when we perceive their behavior as being scary, it sends us into that reflex mechanism of fight, flight, or fear, of fight, flight, or freeze. And when we're in that mode and we're being driven by this automated system under a perceived threat, we will act in ways that do not lead to us fostering a relationship, a connection with our kid in the moment. What happens is we go into fight, and when we fight, we might argue, we might defend, we might project, we might criticize. And when we're in that headspace and we're being driven by fear, we can't act rationally in the moment. So in the moment, we can't be present because the fear is driven by a thought. And usually if what's not, it's triggered by what's happening in the moment. But the fear is, oh my God, what'll happen if my kid continues to do this? Or they did this last week and it didn't bode well. I really don't want to go down that path again. So being in fear, fight, flight or freeze, takes us out of the present moment and into the past or into the future. And really what we do want is when we are in truly under threat, we are very, very present. But that's when the actual reality is a real, real threat. Like your house is on fire, your car is smoking and you have to get out of it. Whatever it is, you might be running away from a big wave. You might be on the beach and a huge wave comes in and you need to run. You need to get shallower and run. That is, you're very present. Your senses are alert to the threat. But we get triggered into this false sense of fight, flight or freeze by our kids' behavior. So how do you look? And what are the signs to look for when you're parenting from fear? We need to be so aware of our minds, where our minds are. What are we thinking? And sometimes it's a split second thing. We get tipped over the edge, we lose our shit and all hell breaks loose. But in that moment, we're not thinking straight. We're not rational. We've lost the connection to the part of our brain that allows us to be compassionate, empathetic, have, you know, emotion, control of ourselves, self-regulation, rational, logic, wisdom, you know, higher order thinking, problem solving. We can't do that when we're hijacked by fear in the moment. So what do you look like? How does it present? Here's some ideas for you. If you are reactive, the chances are fear has triggered it. If you're blaming your child, shaming your child, guilting your child, projecting on your child and vomiting a whole load of garbage onto them, if you're judging your child, if you're critical of your child, these are all signs that we are parenting from fear. And as I said, so we have our fear in the moment. It's not rational, it's not logical, and sometimes we're really, really far down that rabbit hole. And we also have to recognize that in the moment, when our kids are reactive, and your toddler might be being super controlling, strong-willed, digging their heels in, they're being driven by fear. They're scared because they want the orange sippy cup and you're saying the blue. And they're like, I want it. And it's scary because I want it. I want to be in control. I don't want to feel out of control. It's scary to feel out of control. How else might it show up with them? They might be in response to our chosen behavior. They might fear what will happen to them if they don't comply, if they don't obey, if they don't please. They might be worried about making a mistake, not getting it right. They might be worried about telling you that they've failed their physics test. They might be having FOMO, fear of missing out. You might have taken a phone away. Someone might have silenced them. Someone might have unfriended them and they're scared. And that fear is going to influence their behavior. So your fear influences yours, your behavior, and their fear influences theirs. And I mentioned just there that a child can fear what will happen to them if they don't behave or comply and please and do as they're told. And I'm not saying that kids are allowed, it's a free-for-all and they can do whatever they want. But I am saying we need to be very cognizant of how we behave, and particularly with regard to consequences and discipline. Discipline's an umbrella term. There's negative forms of discipline and positive forms of discipline. And very often when we are triggered by fear, we enter negative forms of discipline. We come down on them hard. We ground them. We punish them. We threaten them, bribe them, reward them. Those are all negative forms of discipline that are that come about as a result of us being in fear. We don't know what to do. We'll just punish them. And on the flip side of that, they then, if they're used to being punished or grounded or bribed or rewarded, they then behave in a way that they fear what will happen to them if they don't comply. Of course they do. Natural reaction. So the F word that will really F you and your kids up is fear. So we have to become so aware of whether we are present in this very moment with our kids. And that means our mind is where we are. Because if our minds are not where we are, they're either in the past or the future. And when it comes to the negativity bias and us being five times more negative than positive, we're more likely to go down that fear trip based on history, what's happened in the past, and projecting that to the future. If your kids just failed test after test after test, and they're in grade 12, and they've got their university applications in, it's scary for parents because, holy shit, now they've failed all their tests, they need a certain grade to get to the uni, the forms are all in, and they're not passing the grade. They're not passing the test. They're failing the subject. This is scary for parents. But going into this fear mode and parenting that child from a place of fear is not going to work either. And if you have younger kids listening, hopefully they're not listening. But if you have younger kids, look at the whole story that we have around Santa Claus or the elf on the shelf. And as much as we think it's all very sweet because we've got the elf on the shelf and we say to our kids, you better behave because the elf's watching and he's going to go back to Santa Claus and he's going to tell Santa Claus that you haven't behaved or you haven't been very nice. And there's Santa Claus saying, you know, the Christmas carol, like if you're naughty or nice, if you're naughty, he won't visit. If you're nice, you will. Talk about conditioning and talk about making behavior conditional. If you behave, you're going to get presents. If you don't behave, you won't. But what happens is we often talk that game with our kids. You better behave. You'd better be nice. Naughty kids. Santa might not come. Santa usually comes. So what does that tell the kids? That they've been naughty or bad. We've labeled the behavior and they know it. And then they're in fear, hoping that on the Christmas Eve, Santa forgets it all and still delivers the goods. So be very careful about how you word this. I love the elf on the shelf, provided it is discussed in a way that doesn't make your kids' behavior conditional and discussed in a way that doesn't label naughty or nice, good or bad. But in the moment, if your kid has behaved in a socially unacceptable way, then don't link it to the elf or Santa. Just ring fence and that's it. Don't then say, well, if you'd better behave, you'd better turn this around. If you're wanting Santa to arrive, you'd better be nice. You'd better listen to me. You'd better do as you're told. I want my kids to want to cooperate. I don't want them to be forced to cooperate by coercion, by punishment, by threatening them, by bribing them. And so often these ideas and these things, lovely things like the elf or Santa, if we enter the conversation the wrong way, it doesn't really help our kids, and it doesn't really help them understand that, you know, we love them, we don't love the behavior. But if we start punishing them because of the way they've behaved, we're saying, you are bad versus the behavior being bad. And the behavior can be bad, but the kid's not bad. But the kid will believe they're bad and then think Santa thinks they're bad and then think the elves think, then the elves think they're bad. And this is not a very nice place for kids to exist. So I'm just throwing that in as an add-on, because at the time of recording, today is the 21st of December. So Christmas Eve is approaching. And so just in the run-up in the next few days, really think about how you are entering the conversation with kids around behavior. And watch out for when fear enters your head and when fear puts you, you drive from a place of fear, because it will really F you and your kids up. It really does. It does a number on them. It does a number on us. And more importantly, it does a number on the relationship and connection that we have with them. So we're wired to go into fight, flight or freeze only when we really need it. The problem is, for so much of our lives today in this fast-paced, digital, non-stop world, we spend a lot of our time in fight, flight or freeze when we don't need to be there. So how do you get out of it? First, you have to recognize when you're in it. And then there's things you can do when you're in it to get out of it. But awareness is key. And it takes time. You can't suddenly wake up tomorrow and be aware and never be unaware. It takes time and effort to develop awareness. And we become more aware from being more aware. If you really want to develop your awareness and hone in on your parenting patterns and styles and delivery, then join me for my new program, which I'm launching. I've never done it before and I'm so excited. If you've listened to previous episodes, a couple of the other episodes, I've talked about it. But I often work with parents, certainly one-on-one, for 2 or 3 months, and that's awesome. It's great. I do 4-week group coaching programs and I do 6-week group coaching programs. But you know what? It's not enough. We all know if we want to get fit and we go to the gym, we can't get fit in 6 weeks or 8 weeks. It takes longer. Yes, you can have a really good go at it, but it takes longer. We need to be held accountable for a longer period of time. And I've done, so many weekend courses, 2-day courses, 4-day courses, 4-week, 6-week, 2-month courses. None have been so powerful and impactful to me as the 1-year courses that I have been on. I've been on 2 1-year long courses. Actually, I've been on 3. And I've been on a 6-month long course. The change and transformation in me, having been held accountable for an entire year, it's indescribable as compared to what I can do in a few weeks. So I'm going to take a group of parents, a small group of parents, and I'm going to be with you for a year, raising your awareness so you know where you are in any given moment. And I'm talking about, I'm in my living room. But many of the times we're not in our living rooms. Physically we are, but our minds aren't. And when our minds aren't where we are, we have no idea what's going to come out of our mouths. So I will really be looking into, where do we go when we enter fear? Why do we go there? How has our childhood influenced how we react to our children in front of us? So I'm really excited about it. If you're interested in it, email me, louise@yourparentingpartner.com. I have the link. The link is about to go live and I'm going to send it out in my newsletter. So if you want the link and you want to get in, then join me, sign up for the newsletter via my website. I'll be sending out the link and I do have an early bird discount. The course costs for a year. You're going to get 25 hours of coaching with me. You're going to get 4 courses for free, notes, weekly texts, everything I can think of to hold you accountable and keep you in the game and committed, encouraged, inspired and motivated to raise your bar and be even better. This could be your New Year's resolution, but you're going to get all of that and more for $1,997. I have a quarterly payment system. There's an early bird discount. If you, January the 8th is the early bird cutoff. If you sign up then, you're going to get it for $1,797. It is priceless, this. I know it is. So if you're interested in joining me, I would love to chat with you. And you can, as I said, email me, louise@yourparentingpartner.com. I'm going to finish off now because I don't want this to get any longer than it already is. But with me just doing one episode a week, I'm trying to make them just a little bit longer with a bit more information and tips and advice for you. So think about your mind, where you're at. Think about fear. And watch yourself, watch your reactivity, watch when you blame, project, judge, criticize, guilt your kid out, shame your kid, bribe your kid, reward them, punish them, ground them, threaten them. Tell them if they don't behave, Santa won't come. All these things. Be really aware of yourself and your patterns. What do you do when you're stressed and reactive? How does it show up? If you don't know how to see it in yourself, you're never going to be able to stop it, get between it and eliminate it from your repertoire. And even if you can't eliminate it, at least if you suddenly notice you're reactive and you're maybe said the wrong thing, that you can backtrack then and say, you know what, I need a moment. I need to take a breath. I need to recalibrate. I need to come back to this when I'm in my wise thinking brain and not my reptilian emergency brain. So I'm going to stop there. But thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. I always enjoy chatting to you. And I love hearing from all of you who enjoy the show. If you really do, I would be so grateful for you to hop over into iTunes and leave a review. The more reviews, the quicker this podcast moves up the podcast charts. And I'm trying to get to 1 million downloads as soon as I possibly can, and I'm close, so you can help me get there. Share it with your friends, share it with your families, especially at this time of year. It's stressful when the kids are all home and you're all under one roof, and it's supposed, quote unquote, supposed to be a fun, jolly, holly, fa-la-la time, and meanwhile we're arguing and we're fed up with all the shit that's lying around and they never put their stuff away, and we can get a bit frazzled in the holidays. So tune into the podcast, keep listening, keep doing the work, and please consider joining me next year. It's going to be so exciting. Be the best investment you ever make. Make 2022 the year that you really up your game, raise your bar, reboot, revitalize, revamp, whatever you wish to call it, your parenting, and stay with me for the year. So thank you for listening. I really will say goodbye now, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.